Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. In a new documentary feature called Crip Camp, A Disability Revolution, Richie Havens chants freedom on the soundtrack while summer campers in the Catskills jump, run, lurch, hop, wobble, and roll for joy. It's a perfect match. The first glimpse we get of Camp Jened in grainy black and white videotape is from 1971, and that's only 2 years after Havens sang at the Woodstock Festival. The hippie spirit is in full cry, and nowhere fuller than in this sweetly dilapidated paradise for disabled kids, a place where boys and girls with a wide range of impediments are free to be their teenage selves. This documentary feature by Nicole Noonan and Jim Lebrecht is newly streaming on Netflix. The executive producers were Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. The film pulls together strands of an untold saga into something thrillingly new. Turns out that Jened was more than a summer camp. It was a seedbed for radical action that came to fruition decades later. The narrator and one of the two main figures on screen is Jim Lebrecht. He's a film sound mixer who was born with spina bifida. The film's unquenchable firebrand is Judy Heumann, a former camper who grew up in Brooklyn, contracted polio in early childhood, and uses a wheelchair. Under President Obama, she served as special advisor for international disability rights. What makes the story exceptional is the length and inclination of its arc. At one end is Judy Heumann as a young counselor organizing a vote on whether the camp kitchen should serve lasagna. At the other end is a series of increasingly militant protests and demonstrations starting in 1977. Judy Heumann was the leader, and many of her troops were alumni of Camp Jened. News clips follow the movement as it spreads across the country, but the soul of the film lies in those fuzzy black-and-white videos from the early 1970s that evoke life at Camp Jened in all its scruffy glory. Elastic rules govern team sports, in which catching or kicking a ball is no small achievement. Campers help one another, carry one another, feed, wash, shampoo, or interpret for one another when tongues are tied by spastic muscles. Summer romances flourish. In a present-day coda, Lebrecht and Heumann and a few other alumni return to the site of the camp for a sort of reunion. It's all gone, of course. Half a century ago, the little cabins already looked like they were ready to fall down. Now the trees have been cut, and bulldozers have scraped the playing fields clean, but fragrant memories remain. As the old campers survey their sacred ground, electric wheelchairs circling in a slow dance, Crip Camp conveys, as few films do, a sense of lives lived furiously and passionately across a vast stretch of time. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.